Hey, how you doing? Thor here, out for a forest walk, and just wanted to let you into an idea which I'm sure you'll already know, but are you applying it? And that is how you can beat shyness and increase your own confidence, persuasiveness, and ability to win work, win a new role, positively influence people around you, walk into a room, even though you don't know anyone, with confidence. How can you do all that? Well, it's also the driving force behind human development, civilization, I would say. What is it, this amazing thing, concept? What is it that beats shyness, brings innovation? You can use it in a pitch, in a presentation. You can use it in conversation. It's so simple. You would want to slap me for the simplicity of it. Dogs, no fighting. I'm trying to record a podcast. Come on, give me a break, Vera. Winter. Apologies, they're pretty full of beans today. We're at the top of the hill and they've been fighting most of the way up. I thought I had a quiet point for you. Yeah, what is it, this force? Well, when I tell my daughter this, she rolls her eyes, and the phrase I use is interested is interesting. Interested is interesting. And what I'm getting at is the power of questions, questioning. In a presentation, to pose a question, then answer it. In a pitch, to pose the question, pose the problem, and then answer that question for them, or invite their help to answer. In a social situation, to walk into a room and not to worry about having smart things to say to all the smart people in there, not to worry about imposter syndrome and lack of confidence in those social situations, just ask a question. How are you doing? How far have you come today? What do you do for work? It doesn't really matter what the questions are. You don't have to have amazing questions to begin, but be interested. If you're genuinely interested, and you can learn to be more interested in even the most tedious people, learn to be interested. And you will never suffer from lack of confidence in a social situation again. And questions are also, as I say, the driving force behind civilization and progress, aren't they? You can just imagine the people shoving heavy something, rocks, animals, over the savannah many hundreds of thousands of years ago. I don't know when was the wheel invented, but you can imagine them asking the question, hey Bob, hey Brenda, how do we move this stuff more easily? And someday somebody answered the question with a wheel. Now, that obviously isn't really the story of how the wheel was invented, but you get my meaning. That process of asking questions is so pivotal. And it is why I'm a little concerned actually about some elements of society, if you'll permit me a quick rant. Why are we being discouraged through social media from asking certain questions? Now, whether it be something controversial, such as about why 12 to 15 year olds should be vaccinated when the JCVI advised against it, or whether it be less controversial things about the nature of money and the current state of our economic systems with all the digital printing of money that's happened. Should we be asking, is there a better way that doesn't involve constant growth, for example, Bitcoin? Anyway, I won't go down those rabbit holes, but you take my point. It's an amazing thing, the power, the ability that all of us have to ask questions. It's a beautiful thing. And at its base level, it's just such a healthy thing to ask questions. Think of yourself as a little child or your own little children when they start asking why. I know it can be frustrating, but it's a beautiful thing because they want to know. They want to know how things work. Such a powerful positive force. Interested is interesting. Keep asking questions. And feel free to ask me any questions. Get in touch. LinkedIn, Instagram. If you're not already connected, please connect with me there. And I'll look forward to catching up with you, answering and asking you questions soon. Have a good one.